The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Fueled by Lucky's Station.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Dinner and diplomacy. Members of the G7 attending a formal working dinner at a lighthouse on the west coast of France this evening as the weekend of meetings kicks off in Biarritz. Earlier, President Trump and French President Macron held a private lunch. Macron saying the leaders are discussing a lot of issues around the world, including Libya, Iran, and Russia, as well as trade policy and climate change. Mr. Trump is optimistic the summit's going to go well.
So far, so good. The weather is perfect. The guest is fantastic. Everybody's getting along, and I think we'll accomplish a lot this weekend.
The president was asked if he'd follow through on his threat to place tariffs on French wines in retaliation for France's digital services tax. The president, a little coy with his answer, he was noncommittal, saying only that, quote, I love French wine. This is SRN News.
Hugh Hewitt explains how Twitter is exposing journalists.
In Twitter, it's the mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the most objective of them all? And journalists go on there and they reveal they're not objective at all, that they're biased. And they work for years to develop this screen of anonymity, and then they go on Twitter and they blow it by telling people they're just biased, usually left-wing hacks.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 5 on AM 1280, The Patriot, intelligent radio.
Hour 2 of your Northern Alliance Radio Network headliner, Mitch Berg, coming up next right here on AM 1280, The Patriot. You know what else is coming up? New school year, so it's time to start exploring better and brighter options for your child. See all of our partner schools at TwinCitiesTuitions.com and learn how we'll save you half off your first year of tuition. Here's your Twin Cities forecast, brought to you by Great Plains Windows and Doors. Partly sunny, high of 77.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The show that is making talk radio great again, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot, going on year 16 of crushing it in Twin Cities weekend radio, ergo dominating the entire media scene here in the Twin Cities. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. And by the way, I'm just one of three members of the Northern Alliance still doing this after, well, going on 16 years here. Myself, Brad Carlson, every Sunday from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. And King Banyan, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on our sister station, AM 1440 The Businessman. AM 1280 The Patriot, of course, also heard on FM 107.5 in the West Metro, if you're in the West Metro, and AM 1280ThePatriot.com, anywhere in the world where the internet is legal. You might be out of luck in the People's Republic of China. You might not have much luck in the Sudan. Otherwise, or Cuba. Otherwise, we're everywhere. And we'd love to hear from you. 651-289-4488 or on Twitter at hashtag NARNshow. That's N-A-R-N show. Make sure you tune in with us here. By the way, we are on the NARN show. Lady Logician writes to us from Utah, saying she so misses hearing Jason Lewis on the radio. And of course, that Frankie Lane theme song that we always play for Jason Lewis, because he always played it for himself and everyone else for all his years on the radio in the Twin Cities. I cannot stress strongly enough, it is imperative that we get Jason Lewis into the United States Senate. I should say, he hasn't been endorsed yet. He's still a candidate. There still could be any number of other people running for the United States Senate yet. There will be a convention next May, early June, at which the party will endorse its choice of candidate. Who knows? It'll probably go to a primary because that's the way Republican races always go. But I think it's fair to say that at this point, Jason Lewis is the front runner, and probably he will stay that way. He's got a pretty good ground game these days. He's got good name recognition. He knows how to do politics. He's been in D.C. He knows how it's done. I mean, compared to Tina, the butcher of Vandalia, Smith, former de facto governor of Minnesota, but really current senator and former chief of staff of Governor Mark Dayton, ergo the person who actually ran the state for about 4 years there when she was running Mark Dayton's office. This is a very, very important race. We're nowhere near done with this. One of many projects we have going on in this broadcast here, stories that we're following in the long term. Of course, the violence, which, by the way, the local media barely touched on at the Minnesota State Fair. And there is no way to call it other than violence. Sexual assault is violence. And I can't stress this enough. The party that harps, I should not say the party, the social movement, progressivism, which has a figurehead in Minnesota of the Minnesota Democrat Farmer Labor Party, harps endlessly on toxic masculinity. The toxic masculinity that is, of course, personified by their opponents, according to them, but actually practiced by, as Chairwoman Carnahan just explained, their people. And I use the term people in the strictest biological sense of the term. I don't actually think they really qualify as humans in their own way, at least morally. They're more like vegetables in a moral sense, but that's the people we share a state with. And remember, their votes count just as much as yours do. Cosmic injustice? Yeah, it is. One of those reasons that I like to say, by the way, to progressives to say, we need to abolish the Electoral College. So, you know what? One person, one vote, first of all, was never our founding father's intention. Second of all, while technically speaking, that does diminish the importance of an individual voter in a large state's vote for president only, mind you, your voter rolls in large populated areas like the Twin Cities are heavily inflated by, well, people like the ones who have been harassing the Minnesota GOP booth. As Chairwoman Carnahan pointed out, it is a very one-way thing. You, as a general rule, do not, I'm not going to say there's never been some mook with a MAGA hat that went out and tried to mix it up with the DFL volunteers, although I've never heard any actual credible allegations of it happening. It's hypothetically possible someone got mouthy over there. I don't know. I have gone to the DFL booth and had, I mean, I'm pretty incognito because while my voice is famous, my face is not. One of the great things about doing radio. I mean, I knew a few people over there. They were relatively civil. They were fairly polite. It's not like I'm completely unknown to them. I live in St. Paul, which is where the DFLers live for the most part. Well, half of them anyway. But the story Jennifer Carnahan tells is nothing I haven't heard before. Republicans who actually have a profile do get treated pretty atrociously by, well, these supreme examples of humanity and toxic, I don't really want to call it masculinity because, let's be honest, anybody who needs to team up 5 or 6 to 1 against 1, 2, or 3 women, not to denigrate the strength of women, but let's be honest, men are built for violence. That's what evolution put us here for. Anyone who needs to team up, as apparently happened last night, actually has happened every night at the GOP booth so far, as happened, according to a friend of this broadcast, in commenting about the Chairwoman Carnahan's press release about the episode last Saturday, saying, yeah, this is a fairly normal thing out on the campaign trail for Trump in 2016, getting spit at, getting chased, getting stuff thrown at them. I wonder where the Me Too crowd is. What you have here is an allegation, but I'm going to call it a pretty deadlocked, certain, accurate allegation of a sexual assault by a Democrat on a Republican woman, by a Democrat who was backed by a small crowd of other loud, entitled, violent Democrats. Where's the Me Too crowd? Where's the people who are up in arms about stomping out sexual harassment, sexual abuse, or honestly, what this case is, sexual assault? Where is the Me Too crowd? Nowhere to be heard, of course, because to them, Republican women aren't really women. Republican women, like the menfolk of the GOP, aren't even human to them. They are speed bumps on their way to achieving their entitlement of power. And anything that happens to us, to people like them, doesn't count. Now, I'm not going to say every progressive believes this. I'm not going to say even that every progressive is going to make excuses for it. I will say that the vast majority of them will either gaslight the victims or try to find some way to deflect it over to some other purported crime that may have happened. Just you watch. You mention this to your progressive friends, and 5 will get you 10. Their response will be, but Charlottesville, or but Trump. Just you watch. I'm not wrong on this because, let's be honest, it falls under the auspices of Berg's seventh law. And Berg's seventh law, which, by the way, again, for those of you who need a refresher, reads anytime a progressive tries to impugn a conservative's morals, beliefs, or actions, it's pretty much inevitably to deflect away from their own misdeeds. It's called Berg's seventh law for a reason. It's not Berg's seventh suggestion. It's not Berg's seventh aphorism. It's a law. And it's a law for a reason. It is absolutely universally true. The Me Too crowd has nothing to do with protecting women. The Me Too movement is about exerting political power for the progressives against all the rest of us, as Kurt Schlichter calls us, the normals. 651-289-4488 is the number to call should you care to join me. Anyway, we'll be talking more about that. And, of course, I'll have more about this at Shot in the Dark this coming week. Minnesota Supreme Court, as I pointed out before the break, has ruled that St. Paul residents must have a say in how their trash is collected this November. And, by the way, that's a rather sloppy paragraph on the part of Madeline Denninger. St. Paul residents must have a say in how their trash is collected this November. The say will be happening in November, not just how the trash is collected in the month of November. It was a rather confusing lead, if you want to read it that way. The Minnesota Supreme Court has ruled that St. Paul's the law applies in St. Paul, and that the city's feeble excuse that letting people, forcing the city to follow the law would violate a contract they unlawfully reached with the city's remaining trash haulers isn't an excuse to abrogate the process in the city of St. Paul. Decisions of victory for St. Paul Trash, a group of residents pushing for a return. By the way, this is from the Pioneer Press this past week. Pushing for a return to the city's decentralized trash collection system. Last October, the city moved to transition to an organized trash collection, ergo Tony Soprano-style trash, instead of having residents contract private collectors. The perfectly good system that we had since time immemorial in St. Paul, where people bought the trash service they needed, with the understanding that you had to have your trash taken away somehow or other. I mean, think about it. Sure, you let trash pile up behind your house, you're going to get a ticket. And if you keep getting tickets, you're going to get all sorts of city people sniffing that for you. Now, this is not what you want when you're a homeowner. This is not what you want if you're a renter, if you don't want to get evicted. So it was in people's best interest to move the trash. And they found the way to move the trash in their best interest. Some people recycled almost everything and had almost no trash output and would haul a bag to the city dump once a month for $5. People could do that. Other people would team up, buy a 60-gallon tub and split it three or four ways, save a ton of money. All of that is illegal now because why? Because the city wanted to reserve more power to its bureaucrats and create more wealth transfer from you, the taxpayer, to the political class. In other words, the city's bureaucrats. There's going to be an election in November. We'll be talking with a representative of St. Paul Trash on this broadcast at this time next week. Tune in. Oh, yeah. Hot off the presses. We've just booked St. Paul Trash hot off their victory at the Supreme Court. Heading for another victory, hopefully, coming up in November. Go nowhere. We'll be right back on the Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
We can't take every last willing worker in the world who wants to work here for a dollar an hour. We have to have limits.
It's a night of no-holds-barred commentary with conservative spitfire Michelle Malkin.
And that just tells you how twisted the priorities of Capitol Hill are, that they think it is more important to protect 700,000 illegal aliens in this country rather than get rid of these stupid programs that are endangering American lives.
Be a part of this exercise in free speech. Tuesday, September 24th at the Ames Center in Burnsville. Tickets start at just $12.80. There's also a limited number of elite VIP upgrades that will put you in the front row with a copy of Michelle's brand new book, Open Borders, Inc. Did we mention that VIPs also get meet and greet access? AM 1280, The Patriot presents An Evening with Michelle Malkin. Reserve your seats at am1280thepatriot.com.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you'll receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, evrcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488. Join us, won't you please? Don't forget, our book of the month for August is Tipping Points, How to Topple the Left's House of Cards by Liz Wheeler. The internal war for our country is at a crucial point as the left finds faith and patriotism distasteful and the Constitution as antique. It is many words, that's right. One American News Network's Liz Wheeler has solutions and debate points against the left's push to radically transform our great nation. Register to win a signed copy at the Freedom Fan Club page at am1280thepatriot.com. Freedom Fan Club brought to you by Lucky's Stations. where you should be getting all your gasoline and road refreshments. There, I said it. Do it. 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join me. By the way, yes, we'll be talking with representatives from St. Paul Trash about this time next week about their big victory at the Minnesota Supreme Court, which, by the way, I got to confess, always it always surprises me when the good guys win anything at the Supreme Court. The court seemed, I mean, it's largely run by either very moderate Republicans or very, let's just say, center-left Democrats who pretty much always toe the DFL line. Yes, they rule based on the law, but of course, the vast majority of the laws were written by who? The DFL. So that is technically their job. That is literally and legally their job, in fact, to enforce the law as written. But still, it's always great to see when the law as written actually helps the good guys instead of beats the good guys down and reinforces a corrupt system. We had an example of that this past week. Minnesota Supreme Court ruled that St. Paul residents do, in fact, get to have the benefit of St. Paul's Home Rule Charter and vote on a measure that the law says they get to vote on because they raised the requisite number of petition signatures. This is all coming up in November. It's our job, your job and mine, everyone who lives in St. Paul and everyone who knows someone who lives in St. Paul who is sick and disgusted with the current system, the Tony Soprano-style system that was jammed down on all of us, which has made trash collection more expensive, in some cases much more expensive, and much less reliable. I mean, I got to say, my trash bill went up a solid 50%, and I'm nowhere near the worst case I've seen. I mean, St. Paul Trash has pointed to examples of people whose trash bills went up tenfold, 1,000%. This is being taken directly from a city, by the way, that is always yapping about needing to make housing more affordable. They just made housing vastly less affordable. All the people on tight budgets who recycled like crazy and made deals like with everyone else in their fourplex to split a 60-gallon drum suddenly are all paying the full load, the full ride for a 60 or maybe a 30-gallon tub of their very own, every single person, every single unit, every single house. And all those people who recycled like crazy and kept their trash down to the bare minimum? I literally have friends who ran households where they recycled very religiously and who took great pains not to buy a lot of stuff that involved trash. I mean, they burned their paper waste in the fireplace or the wood stove or wherever, and they didn't buy a lot of packaging that required trashing. And so they would literally, once every 2, 3, 4 weeks, take a single 30-gallon bag down to the city dump down off of, I think, Plato Boulevard, just on the other side of the river from downtown. It's like $5 a bag. You drive in, you pay the guy $5, you chuck it into the transfer station, you're done. It's a trip out of your way. But on the other hand, you're not paying $100 every 2 months to a trash company that treats you like a captive audience because guess what? You are. You got no choice. If you can't go to a different trash hauler for a better deal or for better service because it's illegal, you have to buy them. The service, you get a ticket, you get enough tickets, it gets thrown onto your property taxes, and you get city people sniffing around your house. You're just inviting problems. And by the way, when they throw it onto your property taxes, they tack on a penalty because they're kind of passive aggressive that way. Literally, my trash bill went up more than 50%. I was paying $18 a month when I contracted with a wonderful ma-and-pa operation from Hastings that did a fantastic job, that was willing to work with me on things if I needed it, that if I had more than a barrel full of trash, would charge me a fairly nominal little rate. And couple bucks a bag to haul it off for me, because that's what they're there for. Now that the city has the Tony Soprano style system, you got no competition. If your barrel is overfilled to the point where the top sticks up, which, let's be honest, happens sometimes, you get a $10 fee tacked on. Not even a whole extra bag. And good luck trying to get them to take anything that doesn't fit into a barrel. I mean, it's just, you're out of luck. They won't, if you leave an extra bag. Used to be if you leave an extra bag beside your barrel, well, they'd throw a couple bucks on your tab. You'd pay that at the end of the month or whenever. Now they'll just take the barrel and leave the extra bag. To you, taxpayer, we don't have to. What are you going to do? Find a competitor? Illegal! Anyway, citizens of St. Paul are going to get to vote on this. But one of the things that this shows us is what life is like in a single-party city. I try and tell this to my friends and relatives back in North Dakota, which, by the way, is almost as dominated by Republicans and good conservative Republicans as St. Paul is by toxic Democrats. Because there is, as beaten down as it is, there still is a functional second party in North Dakota that serves in its own stunted way to hold the Republican Party accountable. Something you don't have in either of the Twin Cities. Something Minneapolis and St. Paul haven't had for generations. And it shows. And like all single-party cities, they basically turn into an oligarchy. Now, by oligarchy, that usually is interpreted to mean a few wealthy people controlling it, but really it's a few people with power. You can see who those people are in Minneapolis. I mean, we're talking the hyper-progressive resistance crowd, the people who are almost too far left to get into the Green Party, your Ilhan Omars, your Alondra Kanos, your pretty much everyone. I mean, when you see Walt Dziedzic's daughter being kind of taking flack as being too far to the center, when you see Phyllis Kahn being ushered out of office as being too moderate, you know who's running Minneapolis. Now, who runs St. Paul? Well, basically, it's a group of people who, if you ever looked at a Protect Minnesota rally, generally superannuated evangelical Lutherans in their 50s, 60s, and 70s with ELCA hair and that sort of attitude that gives off smugness the way some people give off bad breath. There are a group of people that live in Merriam Park, Highland Park, Crocus Hill, the tonier neighborhoods of St. Paul, the neighborhoods that turned out $1 million to defend Kathleen Salaya after she was arrested and held accountable for her reign of terror in the 1970s, and then fled and lived incognito in St. Paul for 20-odd years until justice caught up with her. And prosecuted her for a role in the murder of a mother of four whose suffering was of no value to St. Paul DFLers against the contributions of a good DFLer. These are the people who really run St. Paul. I call them the biddies from Merriam Park because they largely live in Merriam Park or neighborhoods just like Merriam Park, a tony, leafy, little upper middle class neighborhood in St. Paul, kind of north of Highland Park, northwest of Crocus Hill. They're all about the same. About the same kind of neighborhood. Kind of the equivalent of Kenwood in Minneapolis. And these are the people who pack an amazing amount of clout because, for the most part, they're people who don't have to go to work every day and plug away at a job in the private sector to earn a living. They are largely people who, for whatever reason, have boundless free time to spend playing politics, or either as a hobby or for a living, working for one nonprofit or another. Now, these are the people, by the way, if you go back to 2005, 2006, these are the people who got St. Paul and Minneapolis to ban smoking in bars long before the state ban took effect, basically driving a fair chunk of commerce out of Minneapolis and St. Paul to the burbs. Now, the statewide smoking ban took effect not long after that, and its effects got ameliorated by the fact that there was no place else to go since Wisconsin went that same route. But this shows you the kind of clout that this little circle, we could call it almost a clique in the junior high sense of the term, has. And they're not done, folks. They are not done. More on that when we come back. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand With Israel tour through the land of Israel in December of 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating places on earth. And you'll share experiences that will change how you view the world. Walk the ancient temple steps. Touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose. The 10-day Stand With Israel Tour, December 2019.
Join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher on the Stand With Israel Tour, December 2nd to the 11th. Register at am1280thepatriot.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Social Security is with you through life's journey. Get to know us at socialsecurity.gov. We are there, day one, with baby names and a gift that lasts a lifetime. We are there as you grow, protecting you and those you love. We are there when you get your first job, helping you to save for the future. We are there when you marry your sweetheart, to help secure your new life together. We are there if the unexpected happens, to help you see life from a new perspective. We are there when you start your next chapter, to make sure you get off to a great start. And we are there when you lose your soulmate, to help make sure you will be all right. We are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Get to know us and see what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, I'm 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488. Join us, won't you please? You can also join me on Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's N-A-R-N Show. More on that in a minute. Hey, don't forget, AM 1280 The Patriot welcomes Michelle Malkin of the Twin Cities. Tuesday, September 24th, right around the corner here. It's at the Ames Center. Get your tickets at am1280thepatriot.com. Tickets as low as $12.80, but with the VIP ticket, you get a free copy of her new book. So do it! Because in terms of getting the best experience possible, let's just say. By the way, new book talks about how money changes everything on the American border because money talks. refried beans. Why? No, no, that's a terrible thing to say. No. The book is called Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction? Yeah, that's right. There's money to be made destroying a country. And by destroying country, I'm referring to wiping out its sovereignty, making the act of being, becoming a citizen and doing the things one must do to really become a part of a society that's built around an idea. Making that irrelevant will truly destroy this country. By the way, this is all brought to you by AM12A ThePatriot.com and the Freedom Fan Club. Go to AM12A ThePatriot.com and get yourself signed up and get your tickets to the event. 651-289-4488. Or, again, as I said, hashtag Narn Show on Twitter. Where, by the way, our old friend Lady Logician writing from her new home in Utah, well, not new, gosh, she's been there for a while now, points out that, yeah, she very, very much misses hearing Jason Lewis, his show intro, and points out, as we spent a bit of time talking about with Jennifer Carnahan, and, of course, former Representative Lewis and Senate candidate Lewis, the creeps are, in fact, running the asylum. They are, in fact, something that has become part of the act of being a Republican, a conservative, someone who dissents from conservative orthodoxy in this state, in places where conservatives are scarce and progressives have complete control, it is in their interest to other, to deplatform, to, those are both fancy words for, bully all dissent underground. It's our job to push back against that, and that's what we're doing here every week here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Anyway, we're talking about the people who control the actual clout in St. Paul, which I have called the Merriam Park Mafia. It's probably a better term. It's a bunch of 50, 60, 70-something, I'd call them superannuated hippies, basically. It's, if you've noticed the crowd that you see at every gun control rally, generally speaking, older citizens, almost invariably upper middle class, white, overeducated, but not, excuse me, overschooled, but not necessarily well educated. You find that these are the people who call the shots. People who live in places like Merriam Park, Highland Park, Crocus Hill in St. Paul, St. Anthony Park, a lot of parks where a lot of the clout happens in St. Paul. And of course, these people have a long history of calling the shots, of saying, jump, and having the city of St. Paul go, off what? 15 years ago, they are the people behind the push to ban smoking in St. Paul bars, which put bars in St. Paul and Minneapolis for a while, and restaurants, by the way, as well, at a terrible competitive disadvantage until smoking was banned statewide, which wasn't a competitive disadvantage, just kind of a pointless meddling in the market. But what do you do? I mean, if people really wanted smoke-free bars and restaurants, they would have been created. And they were. People did post their restaurants and bars smoke-free all over the place. And commensurately, and to the opposite point, they said, hey, smoking, welcome. You smokers got to go somewhere. Don't want to send you all out into a 30 below night to have to torch up. Anyway, that was when things like that were left to people's choice and common sense. That was their first big victory. The second, of course, was our Tony Soprano-style trash collection in St. Paul, when a number of the Merriam Park Mafia said, well, I don't like having all those trucks running through my alley. It contributes to the damage in the alley, and it's noisy. Well, of course, you have to be home all day to hear the noise of even one garbage truck, much less a couple a day for a week, because at that time there were 12 or 15 garbage companies working in St. Paul. So, depending on the neighborhood and the time of day, you could have a couple trash trucks rolling through your alley on a given morning. If you're home to notice, which, being largely of the leisure class, they almost invariably are. I mean, most of them don't work or are independently wealthy. or are part of the academic and nonprofit class. And so they got boundless free time and leisure to not only notice the sound of trucks rolling through their alley during the day, but to spend their time agitating against that state of things. And so they jammed that down upon the city of St. Paul by means that would seem to be illegal if you're going to take the Supreme Court of Minnesota seriously. But they're not done yet. I've been following St. Paul politics for a long time via a variety of media, including my direct involvement in some cases. And they're so far from done. One of the best things about living in St. Paul, as opposed to many of the other cities, is the fact that you do have some control over some part of your life still. Even in a progressive hellhole like St. Paul, there's still a little bit of control you have over some of the little things in life. One of them happens around November 1st of every year and has ever since I've lived in my house, which is 25 years now. There's a guy across the alley from me who somehow inherited the title of block captain for purposes of going around the block, a little block of 22 houses, every November, dropping an envelope in everyone's door with a flyer asking for $20 to cover snow plowing. Now, it's the biggest bargain in town, one of very few bargains you're still allowed to get in St. Paul, because it goes to a plow driver. Now, as luck would have it, the plow driver lives on the block with us. So even if we didn't give him $400 every year, he'd still have to plow the alley out. But we pay him anyway because that's his stock and trade, at least whenever there's snow. And so we give him four, not everyone pays every year, but most people do, $350, $400. And in exchange for that, he plows our driveway. And that's the system throughout St. Paul. Blocks get together and see to their own alley plowing. Anytime there's more than a dusting of snow, our alley gets plowed to a fine sheen. And by the way, since the side street, my block, at least my side of the block, fronts on a snow emergency route, so we've got that going for us. And normally the side streets are only plowed by the sun in April, but our guy needs to get to work on the throughout the rest of the city and the metro, so he's got to blast a path out on one of the side streets at least to get to the main artery. To get to work. It's almost literally a lifesaver sometimes. It works on blocks that take matters into their own hands. And by the way, there's a lot of ways of taking care of this. Some blocks, you just have neighbors with the snow throwers that get together and plow it all out. Sometimes you get snow plow drivers who just take mercy on a block. Some blocks, it's a mess. Some blocks can never quite get their act together, and they leave it to someone else, and it never gets done, and their alleys are impassable for, during a bad winter. But for those of us that take matters into our own hands and get the job done, it works, which is something a one-party kleptocracy like St. Paul just can't last. Someone's got to try to appropriate it. And those same Merriam Park mafiosi that jammed down the smoking ban, even though none of them ever went to any of the bars to begin with, and jammed down Tony Soprano-style trash collection because, hey, they can afford it. They can afford to force everyone in the city to pay for their peace and quiet as they sip their latte out on their back porches on a beautiful morning when they've got nothing better to do. Well, they've been nattering away for 10 years about doing for alley plowing what they did for trash. And miracle of miracles, people are calling, hey, maybe it's time to put the brakes on all this power you're giving these people. A story came out this past week in the Pioneer Press. Consultants from the U of M found little public appetite for the level of services the city will likely be able to offer. Most residents who contract private alley plowers said they were unwilling to pay more than $15 a season. I pay $20. it's worth it, to complete the same service, and they expressed concern that the city might actually provide less snow removal and only plow after snow emergencies, unless you're a city councilman, of course. Respondents will expect the city to plow the alleys after each snowfall or after a 2-inch snowfall. Alleys will be plowed the same time as main streets or at the same time as residential streets, states a study summary. Residents, and I quote, will be willing to pay an amount that would not be more than the amount they are currently paying, which is $15 a season. Now, $20 on my block, whatever. I'm feeling it's still a bargain here. The fact is, that won't happen. The city would have to add an amount of staff and equipment equivalent to the amount of extra street footage that will be added to plow all these alleys, by the way, which is a much more complicated job than plowing your typical street. It's narrow. It's cluttered. And the additional plowing is estimated to cost the city of St. Paul $8 million a year to do something we already do better ourselves. Mark my words, if this happens, entire swaths of the city's alleys will remain impassable all winter long, like the side streets already do. And don't forget, unless you're a city councilman, then you can eat off of every horizontal surface of your alley hours after the snowfall. That's the way it works in a one-party kleptocracy. More when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a member of our rewards program?
Yeah. I had the card here somewhere.
We've all been there, rustling around for a rewards card you can't seem to find. At AM 1280, The Patriot, we've simplified the process. All the perks, none of the hassle. It's the Freedom Fan Club, where you'll get early access to tickets, exclusive content, prizes, and more. Sign up at AM1280ThePatriot.com.
I'm Jan Markell, helping you understand the times.
Democrats have decided to demonize and just altogether write off a huge swath of the population as just a bunch of yahoos and racists. This is a campaign of intimidation, and I'm telling you, it's going to end up getting more people hurt.
So now every conservative, patriot, Christian, and flag-loving American is a racist, according to the progressive left. Well, I'm all of those things, and I promise I'm not a racist. The left is now branding half the population as racist and making them targets, and such accusations and slander will only result in more people getting hurt. Haven't we had enough bloodshed? Is this rhetoric just to denigrate people who love their country and president? The insanity must end and the incitement must stop. Innocent lives are at stake. For more information, listen to our weekend program on this station or anytime at olivetreeviews.org.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-458-7294. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-458-7294. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294.
Is your water softener slacking off? Are you lugging more bags of salt, yet your water just doesn't feel soft? Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing now for a water softener efficiency checkup. For just $33, Benjamin Franklin will give you peace of mind to make sure it's performing correctly. If it's beyond repair, you'll save $200 on Benjamin Franklin's installation of a new water softener. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing today. Ben Franklin, the punctual plumber, and your water softener experts.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488 or hashtag NarnShow on Twitter. Don't forget Brad Carlson coming up from 1 to 3 tomorrow here on AM 1280 The Patriot. Not at the Minnesota State Fair, and it is a shame because connect the dots, people. Big Left starts physically harassing and sexually assaulting Republican volunteers the year the Narn stops appearing at the fair. There are no coincidences. I don't mean to make light of this. This is a drastic escalation from culture war into physical assault over politics. And the worst thing is they think they can justify it. They gaslight you enough, they figure that they can get away with it. Anyway, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Don't forget, the Stand With Israel tour is still going on here. It's happening on December 2nd through the 11th. And there are still some tickets available. Go to am1280thepatriot.com, click on the Stand With Israel tour, and get in on it. I wish I could go. It's of course, we're going to have Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher will be hosting, and you're going to be out there with a whole bunch of your closest friends touring the Holy Land. It's going to be a wonderful time. I wish I could make it. We'll see what we can do. Now, during the 2016 election, I got castigated a bit by a fair number of people for not being fully on the Trump bandwagon. I had a Senate candidate, a Minnesota Senate candidate, call me a never Trumper. And it was not accurate. I mean, a Minnesota Senate candidate who actually took serious umbrage at my lack of enthusiasm for Donald Trump actually approached the radio station saying, well, we need to have a pro-Trump show with equal time to counter Mitch Berg's skepticism. And fact is, I was a Trump skeptic before the election. I was a Trump skeptic during the election. I was a Trump skeptic as the returns came in on election night. And literally, if you had seen me and were listening to the broadcast that night, you'll know that my skepticism held out until the very bitter end that night. Not that I didn't want Trump. I mean, once Trump became the nominee, yeah, I was on his side. I figured, as Dennis Prager did, as Michael Medved did, who was very much not a Trump supporter at the time, at best, should Donald Trump win, we'll get a couple good Supreme Court nominees out of the situation. And by the way, we have. If all else fails, the Trump administration will have been a success, if only because we got a couple of good originalist conservatives out of the deal. And not that I wish any harm on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whose diagnoses got, her health remains an ongoing question. But Donald Trump may get his shot at a third nominee, and his record so far has been good at nominating good, solid conservatives to the Supreme Court. But during the election, I said, above and beyond all that, when I firmly did not expect him to win. I mean, if you listen to the broadcast election night 2016, you know how surprised, indeed shocked, I was when Donald Trump won the election. Well, mea culpa. I was wrong. His supporters were right. But I remain a Trump skeptic. By the way, part of it is because I've never much cared for Donald Trump's personality. I've been forthright about that from the beginning. Part of it is because it is the duty of every informed citizen, every responsible participant in a democracy, in a representative republic, in popularly elected self-government, to be suspicious and skeptical of all politicians all the time, to guard the power that you give politicians to govern society very jealously, very astutely, very carefully. I was a skeptic of Donald Trump. I remain one, in exactly the same way that I was a skeptic of Ronald Reagan until he left office, even though I became a conservative on Reagan's watch, even though I enthusiastically voted for him. Well, I voted for him very much underground in 2004, but I became enthusiastic enough a supporter to flip my politics and actually become a conservative talk show host by 1986. Did I say 2004?
Yeah, I was wondering what you were talking
about. Yeah, wow. Yeah. The years do kind of run together there, Terminator Ann. Just mark my words, someday.
I give you the benefit of the doubt. I just assumed it was something smart. I didn't know.
You're right. 1984 was the year that I flipped over and voted Republican for the first time without telling my parents, because they would have disowned me. But there's not that much difference in my mind between 1984 and 2004. That's the scary part. It's because, zip, there we are. Anyway, it's been almost two decades since then. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. I was a skeptic of Ronald Reagan, even though I was a conservative. I'm a skeptic of politicians I agree with intrinsically. Had Jack Kemp ridden a wave of cosmic justice to the White House in 1988, I would have been skeptical of him. Because that's what citizens in a democracy do. That being said, this past week, while Donald Trump has outperformed my expectations in a lot of ways, not just in the legal front, but in terms of deregulation, in many respects in terms of foreign policy, my biggest concern before he was elected was his bellicose language vis-a-vis trade wars. And it was a bad, bad week for Donald Trump and language and trade. And the phrase tweeting us into a recession began to enter the vernacular. If you're a Trump supporter, what I want to know is how do you defend the way he seems to be talking us into a recession while fully admitting that the media has tried to do it as well, while they're fully seem to be willing to bring a recession to try and take Trump down. Neither is better than the other, in my humble opinion. Anyway, more on this next week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being here. God bless you all. God bless America.
Did you know that 45% of consumers look at your online reviews, comments, and feedback to decide if they want to do business with you and your company? I'm Nick Anderson, General Manager of Salem Media Group Twin Cities, and I want to introduce you to Salem Surround, the next generation answer to digital marketing for your local business. Salem Surround can help your company get the most out of their online reviews and reputation. Call Alyssa for more information at 651-289-4406.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with the best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
One size fits all. It's the biggest lie in the world. Not true for clothes, not true for closets. But most so-called custom closet companies actually use prefab sizes. They just sort of fit all spaces. Closet and Storage Concepts custom builds your design in their shop, so it fits like a tailored suit. You can choose from a huge selection of materials and finishes to reflect your personal style. And because they custom build, they can also outfit your garage, mudroom, craft space, or any other space. Visit closetandstorageconcepts.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot is
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.